order, balance, harmony. As if people themselves might be beautiful facts. I think we might leave it there. On that high note, let's rest.
What's that in your hand?
It's two letters tied together.
Why don't you praise me? My singing, my fielding? Would you, if I was someone else?
Would you like to read the first letter?
Dear Mother, please let me stay if you're not too lonely without me. I've never been happier than I am now. What's it like, Hugh, knowing there'll be a memorial to you in a church one day?
One can't take them for granted. The 5th Viscount hasn't one.
Why not?
He was killed abroad.
In battle?
No, a duel.
Was it to avenge his honour?
In a way, he fought it because of his wife.
What had she done?
Been too friendly with another man.
He was jealous?
Yes, he challenged the other man to a duel, then that man shot him.
It should have been the other way round. The wrong man died.
Rather.
Do men still fight to the death over ladies?
It would be called murder now.
Men do still shoot each other, though, don't they?
They shot me.
Do the Boers break the rules of war?
The Boer's not a bad fella. It's a pity we have to shoot them.
So, you might have to kill someone even if you don't dislike them?
Unfortunately. Let's try to catch Marion up.
Was the 5th Viscount angry with his wife?
Upset, not angry.
She hadn't been wicked?
A little unwise.
But wasn't it her fault as much as the man's?
Nothing is ever a lady's fault.
Have to leave you to your own piffling devices today, Frogspawn. Marion's asked me to visit our old nanny. Zoons, man. How Nanny Robson's house smells. Cripes.
Will you tell your nanny about the engagement?
It's a secret. Marion's promised she will leave me at Nanny's after tea. Where will you be? The bally old haystack?
Never again.
Good. You understood. No more subterfuge, no more Ted. You understood. You were full of hope.
Hello, Leo. Will you do something for me today?
Yes, Marion.
What? Take this letter. Here, take it.
Very well. Who to?
To the farm, silly.
I can't.
Why not? Why not, Leo? No, this is silly, Leo. Stop that swaying. Open your eyes.
It's because of Hugh.
Me?
Not you. Hugh!
Are you stupid? This is a business matter between me and Mr. Burgess. No one else in the world. Do you understand?
Please, take it back.
No, you come into this house. Our guest. We take you in, though we know nothing about you, although I can surmise. And nevertheless, we make a great fuss of you. Do you deny that? Huh? I mean, I know I have. And then I require you to do a simple thing which a child in the street would do for the asking, and you have the cheek to say you won't.
You're making me keep secrets from Marcus. He's my friend.
Oh, Marcus is going to Nanny Robson's. Anyway, he'll agree with me. We've spoiled you. I'll never ask you to do anything ever again.
I thought you liked me.
Oh, you... You want paying. Is that it? That's what people like you want, is it? Here's how much.
Stop it. Lost her. Lost her.
Ungrateful boy.
I am lost. I am wrong.
Devoted, Leo.
Get her back. Get her back. Like it used to be. You stupid, silly boy. You've ruined it.
You are a bent figure, no bigger than a beetle, weaving this way and that down the ribbon of road. Don't take the letter. Don't do this anymore.
I am altered. I feel like I can't stop.
You can.
I can't.
No, it's wrong. She hurts you.